What's the deadliest stuff in the earth? Lead? Maybe asbestos? No. What evokes the greatest fear, the greatest suspicion, distrust, panic, is uranium. And with good reason. It's radioactive. You make bombs with it. The whole business is very political, a matter of national security, industry controls, and highly managed media relations. Not that I know much about it. I'm a mining analyst. My job is to look at a mine, tell a Bay Street investment bank whether it's economical. My colleague at the bank is Roslyn. She puts the deals together.
What's the market for uranium?
Slow, very slow.
Why?
Perception is we've got enough. Perception is the world's going anti-nuke.
Perceptions. What's the truth?
People want the energy.
So the price will go back up.
They need more reactors in Europe.
Europe? I hear Germany's gone green.
Buying nuclear power from France, but the big market's China. They're burning soft coal right now, and the sky is yellow with smoke. They will go nuclear.
Is that good or bad?
Well, that's another question.
Does a big find by a small Canadian company sound good to you?
Which company?
Mag River.
That's Campbell Tompkins.
It used to be.
Right. Died last year. Heart attack.
It's still privately owned, but they want to go public.
Who's in charge now?
Tompkins' wife, Mireille.
Mireille? It's her company now.
That's right. She's much younger than he was.
Yes, I know.
But she seems to have her head screwed on. She knows what she's doing.
I'm sure she does.
Is something wrong?
No.
Yes, there is.
No, really.
Oh, what? The fact she's a woman? Please. John, in the macho world of mine...
That's all right. Plenty of... No, she'll be fine.
John.
Yeah?
I swear, when I said her name, your face lit up and then a cloud passed over.
It's nothing. Now, where's the find located?
Here's the letter. Map. Drill results.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck.
Why?
Half the deposit's on a reserve.
Is that a problem?
Indian land claims are always a problem.
It shouldn't be. Each man, woman, and child could make a fortune.
Still be tricky. Always is.
Well, Mrs. Tompkins wants to see you.
Uh-huh.
She asked for you personally. Doesn't want to see anybody else.
I'll fly up there tomorrow.
You know her personally, by any chance?
Years ago, we hung out for a while.
Oh.
I flew to Thunder Bay and drove from there. I wanted to think. The Mireille Choquette I knew way back was elegant, athletic, big blue eyes, raven black hair. And when I saw her again, that bright spring day on top of that windy hill, she looked exactly the same.
I wanted you because I trust you.
Thanks.
You can't be fooled. Everyone knows that.
I try not to be.
And you're tough. What you say goes. You're a market maker.
If there's a market.
What's the matter?
Your hair.
Yes?
It's gorgeous. Still the same color.
There's some gray now. I use a rinse.
Oh.
But thanks. That was very nice.
Where have you staked the claim?
That stand of birch, 9 kilometers. That's the western extreme. Deposit crosses onto the reserve in a large V. The pointed end, near that ridge...
Borrow your binoculars?
Here.
Ha-ha!
What?
Fair coyotes on the outcrop. Wonder if they glow in the dark.
That's not funny.
No, it's not.
Turns around and comes back in a straight line to that crevasse.
Big find.
2 billion years ago, a V-shaped riverbed. I wish I could go back and see what it looked like.
Not very people-friendly.
No, it wasn't.
And now the question is, are people friendly to a uranium mine?
The town is... Lumber mill is shutting down.
The Indians?
Let's drive on to the reserve. Visit the council office.
Any flak so far?
No. But you'd better meet the chief. Jack, this is John Kenny from Bay Street.
You want tea?
Okay.
Still cold out there?
And windy.
You bet. Cuts right through you.
Thanks. Marie?
I tried it once. That was enough.
We make it in the morning. By the afternoon, you need a pretty good stomach.
Okay. I know, Mrs. Tompkins. Due diligence is going to produce the same drill results.
You want to know about me.
That's right.
What I say goes. Counsel's a rubber stamp.
A rubber stamp?
They're yokels. Do what I say.
You're the boss?
I'm the boss.
You know what I'm getting at.
Protests. Tree huggers.
Yeah.
With stories about the Dene carrying sacks of ore on their backs, dying of cancer.
Any mine is a hot-button issue.
I guarantee. No problems.
Wherever there's big money, there are always problems.
Like what?
Well, you name it. You know, the roads, the mess, the tailings pond. All that gets figured into surface rights and royalties. Money, in other words. Disputes down the line. Strikes, lawsuits. The government, Indian affairs.
No tricks. Put it in black and white. Council will sign it.
In that case, I see a green light.
So, Muir, you come home, bring back a friend who can help us?
It's good to be back.
It is. Good to see you.
Back home? What do you mean?
I'm an Indian. A blue-eyed Indian.
You are?
Yes. I was born here.
I see. Can I buy you dinner?
Of course.
Nice guy.
But the nearest restaurant is 40 miles away. It's a short story when all's said and done. I don't know who my father was. Logger, trapper, government man, who knows? My mother died when I was 3 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tuberculosis.
So there you are, 3 years old.
I was passed around like an exotic pet, and then to Montreal, where I went to a convent school and became a good French Catholic girl. Then to Toronto, where I met you.
And married Campbell Tompkins.
I loved him.
Those years ago when you and I were...
Were what?
Involved.
Involved?
I'll never forget it.
For only 2 weeks, John. An interlude. Wild youth, crazy. An idyll.
I thought it was more than that.
You're so angry.
I did. I thought it was more...
Well, it was a little more.
We said a lot of things, but you never mentioned this.
I wanted to keep it hidden. Locked away, a secret.
Why?
Those days. It's different now. Then, this country was so white. To be a red Indian, such an ugly word. To be one of them was awful. In the schoolyard...
But not to tell me.
You don't know what it's like.
I guess not.
You never, never lose the anger.
Now you've come home.
Last year, before he died, my husband told me about this claim. And I knew I had to go back, pour money into the reserve. Because if I don't, another company will. And I'll tell you why that matters. We have the best radiation standards in the country. No one else comes close.
Good for you.
You're divorced now?
After 20 years.
Children?
No.
I'll show you some pictures.
Let me see.
Twins. Chantal, Catherine.
Oh, no.
And we thought thalidomide was bad.
Oh, Mireille, I'm so sorry.
So am I.
What caused it, then?
Radiation, of course. We had a house near the old mine. Doctors said no, scientists said no, my husband said no. But I'm their mother, for God's sake. Don't tell me.
Hence your safety standards.
Not one Indian mother, not one Indian child will suffer because of this mine.
What are your terms with the band council?
Gave them $500,000 for first refusal.
Mireille, I swear, I'll do everything in my power to make this happen.
I hoped you would.
Excuse me.
Yes?
If you want to finish eating, I'll come back.
What can we do for you?
I'd like to ask the lady a question.
Go ahead.
You Maria Tompkins? Maria Choquette?
Yes, I am.
I'm Peter Twowells, your cousin.
Well, for heaven's sake. Sit down.
Can we buy you a drink?
No time. The chief is not on your side.
What do you mean?
He's talking to other people. They want to squeeze you out.
What? How?
Any way they can. Lying, strong arm, scare you off.
Tell me more.
Gotta go. Those guys driving up? See the Bronco? Jack's guys. Gotta go.
John, What should we make of that?
I'll leave a message with Roz at the bank. Give her a couple of days to nose around, see what she can find out.
What? Oh, God.
Hello?
Did I wake you up?
Yeah.
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Good.
What?
You said she was an old girlfriend.
Are you alone?
Yes, of course.
Sorry to be inquisitive, but I just had to know.
Okay.
What's this about?
I got her financial statement.
Yeah?
Mrs. Tompkins borrowed a lot of money, an awful lot of money.
What are the terms?
Punitive. Bondholders can grab the company.
When?
Within 1 year.
So there could be a squeeze.
Sounds too friendly. There's blood in the water, and the sharks can smell it.
Think the province will pay for a new road?
In your dreams?
Can you afford new shock absorbers?
Depends on how much money there is.
Don't worry.
Ouch! Oosh, why not?
We're going to get this mine up and running.
Then we will. You know why?
Why?
Because you said we will get it up and running.
Ray, what's that?
Where?
Over there. We got a forest fire?
Where? Oh, no.
Is it a building?
It's our equipment shed.
Drive closer.
Yes, it is. Look. All our stuff. Diamond drill, everything.
And the helicopter's knocked over.
Outrage. Crooks.
Come on, look closer.
Don't waste time. We'll see Jack right now. What do you know? Anything?
Freaks. Tree huggers.
I haven't seen any.
Environmentalists. White guys.
This isn't their style.
Ah, they're crazy. Uranium scares people.
Could it be your people?
Don't think so.
You said you don't consult them.
Maybe you're right. Could be.
Any idea who?
If they did that, asking around could be dangerous.
I gave you $500,000.
Hey, calm down.
We have to resolve this.
How?
How is your job? You said you can do it.
Hey, don't get mad at me.
The government, Indian Affairs, they could lock this up for years.
Lots of jobs for lawyers, eh?
Let's go.
You have some ideas?
Yes.
I'll give you some men. Tough guys. You'll be safe.
No. Thank you. Jack's an idiot.
Don't think so. Just holding his cards close to his chest.
Cards! Cards! He took my money, that's all he wants. Now he wants me to go.
Took your money?
Look at the rec center. Plastic over the windows. Said he was going to fix it, he didn't. But the new Ford Bronco outside the band office, huh? That's his.
Look, your cousin, Peter.
Do you want a lift?
Just hitching a ride. That's what they should think.
I hear they wrecked your stuff pretty good.
Yes, pretty good.
Jack's guys.
Are you sure of that?
Yesterday, when you went into town, two guys came. White guys.
Who?
Indian Affairs. And another one. Looks important.
What are you saying?
They sit in the band office for a couple of hours. Work out a deal.
Money?
Sure.
How do you know?
They go away. Jack has this look on his face. Happy. Can't stop laughing. Thinks the rest of us are kids. Stupid.
But you're not stupid.
Smart enough to know Jack lies.
So, money comes in, floats to the top, disappears. Standard corporate culture. Thought Bay Street had a patent on it.
Nope. Human nature.
Peter, the man who wasn't Indian Affairs, you know where he was from?
Sure. You want this?
The man's business card?
It was lying around.
Lying around?
Fell out of his briefcase, eh? Like when he wasn't looking.
Good work.
Vice President, Sturmer Resources.
They're up in Athabasca.
They're here, John, on my claim.
Who are they?
A big uranium producer.
You want to take over here?
Bigger is better.
So they paid Jack to wreck Murray's equipment.
That's a pretty big leap.
Sounds right to me.
John.
Yes?
You know from my financial statement we don't have much time.
No.
We have to find out now.
No, absolutely not.
I've got to find out the facts.
Toronto Star, the conscience of liberal Ontario. Read it.
Inchoate outrage on reserve. Anti-nuclear violence. No charges laid. And a review by Indian Affairs. Internal matter. Surface rights in dispute. This is garbage.
Garbage could hold this up for 10 years.
I want the truth. It's what I do.
Drop it.
If we bail her out, we'll make a fortune.
If Sturmer wins, we lose a fortune.
They're sharks. You said
hey,
so.
Hey, hey, we're an investment bank. Get it? We go with the winners.
Why can't we be the winners?
By we, you mean Murray.
Of course.
Oh, you really like this woman.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you're in love with her.
I respect her ambitions.
Oh, what? Would you respect her ambitions if you were dealing with Campbell Tompkins instead?
I don't know.
Well, I know.
Let me dig a bit deeper.
All right. But don't promise this woman a cent. Not one red cent.
I'm not good at deception. I mean, I've always thought that honesty was my stock in trade, a professional requirement. But this time I was in the middle of things. Mireille's company was a personal cause, and I was ready to do anything to verify my suspicions about Sturmer resources. I called the vice president. And we are convinced of a turnaround in uranium, and we want to get in on the ground floor.
John, let me tell you, I applaud your instincts.
Mike, I'd like to add one more conviction that has formed itself in my mind.
I'm all ears, John.
Mike, we like Sturmer. We like it a lot. We like the management. The style.
Good.
The cautiously aggressive approach to a certain new property.
What new property?
I think you'll be impressed when you find we do our homework.
I'm all ears, John.
The one in the reserve?
How much do you know?
The place is up for grabs.
I see.
My bank's been at the table.
Yeah, I heard.
Can we meet? You know, kick around some ideas.
Yeah, we better.
Hey, impressive.
Just bought these gloves.
Nice.
Head's a new material, space-age plastic.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it'll change the game of golf.
Amazing.
All things being equal, it'll drive a ball 0.0618% farther.
All the edge you need.
Yeah, give it a try.
Okay,
Never mind. Here's another ball.
Golf's not my game.
What is your game, John?
Mireille Tompkins.
What about her?
I think she's a flake.
Oh? Huh?
For decades, running around in sports cars, silk dresses, living on her husband's money.
An attractive woman.
No argument there. But she wants us to bankroll this mine.
And you have second thoughts.
How do you know?
We do our homework.
Lord! Whoops. We're holding up the parade.
Let's go back to the clubhouse.
So, if you want financing, call us.
What do you need to know?
Your time frame, and if you have the Department of Indian Affairs on side and government nuclear policy.
We intend to move quickly, and yes, all government agencies are on side.
And I need to know if the band chief is on side.
John, this is a dirty business. You know that.
I'm a grown-up.
Okay.
So, what about the chief?
I won't mince words. Jack is firmly in our back pocket.
John, this is a dirty business. You know that.
I'm a grown-up.
Okay.
So, what about the chief?
I won't mince words. Jack is firmly in our back pocket.
And where did you get this thing?
Guys in security. They wanted me to get a transmitter,
no,
but...
No, never mind.
I'm really angry about this.
Another dangerous emotion.
You think this is all about Mireille, don't you?
I have never seen you this reckless before.
All right. It is about Mireille.
Sturmer Resources could prosecute you for making this tape.
Not if it leads to an investigation of bribery and corruption.
If this gets out, nobody will ever talk to you again without sweeping the room for bugs.
I'm not letting this go.
All right. Do what you want, say what you want, promise whatever you want, but if you fail, you're out.
Okay.
You fall on your face, you are out.
John, stop here.
We're late already.
Please.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I wanted to build a house here. Get fish from that lake, clean them, cook them like my mother did. Take time to learn the history, the way of life.
We can do it. We can.
I told you, I want the cleanest uranium mine in the world.
And with ore this rich, why not?
Why not?
We can afford the best. Air cleaning, state-of-the-art containment, disposal of tailings, everything.
You don't understand.
Huh?
That's why they're against me.
Your high standards make them look bad?
Of course.
What you're saying is...
Exactly. Sturmer Resources doesn't just want this mine. The whole bunch of them, the government, the Academy of Radiation Studies, Department of Indian Affairs, they want to wipe me out, off the map entirely.
You sure?
Of course. I've been in this business more than 20 years.
Well, let's start with Jack.
They say you're through. No more money.
I have a deal in progress. And as long as my company is afloat, I will see to it that no one else so much as sinks a shovel here.
Your mother was loud, like you, bossy.
My uranium mine would be the best thing to happen here.
Your mine? Your mine? You come here. You come back after all these years. A rich woman, high life, whatever you want, your rich husband buys for you. You drive up to this building and you walk in and think you can take charge? That makes me laugh. I say what you can do here, not you.
You sleazy son of a bitch.
Don't make me laugh.
Jack, she's right.
Loud women always think they're right.
I intend to back her company for as long as it takes.
You're bluffing.
How do you know that?
You got a flashing light on your forehead. Bluff, 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 bluff.
I am prepared to face down Sturmer Resources.
Not what I hear.
Who from?
Sturmer.
Are they privy to discussions in my boardroom?
They say their pockets are deep. As deep as it takes.
If you expect royalties from this mine, you won't see them for a long time.
Don't care. Got enough money.
Then I'll take the gloves off, Jack. You've been bought. We know that. In return, you've committed criminal acts.
You kidding?
We'll take you to court, find you guilty of fraud, arson, and a list of other offenses.
So? Take me to court.
We'll win.
Even if you win, you lose.
I don't think so.
All I gotta do is sit here. You guys run around, argue about what to do, lawyers, court cases. So what? Been sitting here for 50 years. Can you last that long?
Jack, please. I appeal to you.
Yap, yap, yap.
I appeal to you, please. Please let me build the mine.
Gonna cry now?
Maybe.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Now, wait a minute.
John, no.
I've had enough of this.
Poor guy.
This woman loves the people here. She loves them.
Dear.
Why don't you?
John.
I haven't finished.
What's the point?
Mireille.
Let's go. Drive back to town. I may never see that place again.
I told you. I'm not finished.
There's not much else we can do.
Look. Is that... Yes, your cousin, Peter. Looks like he's been waiting.
Must want a ride.
He's been hurt.
Hello.
What happened?
Jack's boys, they roughed me up.
For talking to me?
Sure.
You want to lift into town?
Any place. I'm through here.
Get in.
Sorry we got you into trouble, but it might be worth it.
Yeah?
John wants to push this. Get Jack out.
I hope he does.
That should make you happy.
I'm through here. For good.
You're not going back?
Nothing here for me.
What are you going to do?
Well, get my arm fixed.
Then what?
Can I phone you up?
Sure, why?
Can you get me a job in a mine someplace?
Possible. Maybe right here. Someday.
Maria, that right?
That I'm going to build a mine?
Yeah.
No.
Why not? Let's go for it.
John, you're a good guy. You always were. You do your best. It's nice, you know. This is over.
We drove into town and I flew back to Toronto. Mireille and I didn't have too much more to talk about and I haven't seen her since. Eventually, her option lapsed, and Sturmer Resources made plans to build the mine. Since I already had a relationship with the vice president, Rosalind,
and sent me over to discuss financing. Nice.
Thanks, John. Try out your new clubs.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Thanks.
This is a very good move on your part. Very perceptive.
The price of uranium will go up.
Not everybody believes that. We're glad you do.
Well, then we got a nice fit here. We'll get along.
A lousy business, isn't it?
What?
Mrs. Tompkins, how we squeezed her out.
I'm not too familiar with the details.
Come on, you know the whole story.
She told me it was all about her safety standards.
True enough.
It is a lousy business.
Entre nous, I have to tell you that privately, I applaud her stand.
Why?
My dad worked at Chalk River for 20 years. He just died of leukemia.
Still wish you'd married her?
I don't know.
You must know.
Somehow our relationship has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Whether you've seen the person or not.
An end?
You know what they say, Ross. You can't go back. A year later, Mireille landed on her feet. Her husband had staked more than one new claim, and this one was a nickel deposit. Rosalind got her wish and floated the new Sturmer share offering. Big bucks came, and Sturmer moved heavy equipment onto the reserve. As we speak, Jack and his boys have blockaded the road. I'm sure you've read about it in the Toronto Star.
For If You're Peggy Delaney in the Toronto Tribune, that was Uranium by David Bolt, the fifth in our six-part series, Hey Dirt. In the cast, Eric Peterson as John, Dixie Seidel as Roz, Giselle Rousseau as Mireille, Lauren Cardinal was Jack, George Leach was Peter, and Amir Andre as Mike. The casting director was Linda Grierson, the script editor, Dave Carley, the associate producer was Leanne McDonald, and the recording engineer was Greg DeClute. Sound effects by Anton Szabo. Special thanks to our consultant, mining analyst Brian Wilson. Uranium was produced and directed in Toronto by James Roy.